Welcome everyone to Qualitative Conversations. I'm Jessica Lesser, the current chair of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group. This particular episode of the podcast includes two parts, with the two parts collectively providing insights related to participatory inquiry. The first episode includes guest Dr. Megan Call Cummings, who speaks about the ways in which she has come to understand participatory inquiry. The second part involves members of the Participatory Research Collective, wherein Dr. Call Cummings, as well as two high school students and a teacher, talk about their collective and generative work together. I hope you listen, enjoy, and share with others. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Qualitative Conversations, a podcast series hosted by the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group of the American Educational Research Association. I'm Jessica Lester, the chair of the Qualitative Research Group, and I'm happy to be joined today by a Participatory Action Research Collective who are going to be sharing with us about participatory inquiry and the work that they're engaged in at a local high school. I'll begin by introducing each of them. So Dr. Megan Call Cummings is an assistant professor of qualitative methods at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Her specialization is participatory inquiry. Leanne Beardsley is a veteran teacher at the high school where this work is being conducted. She is the faculty sponsor for the school's Gay Straight Alliance and Key Club. Evie Cardona just finished her junior year at the school where this work is being conducted. Evie plays the piano. She's been heavily involved in this work from the beginning and at every step. She always speaks her mind. Jeffrey Bliwo will be a senior this fall at the school where this work is being conducted. Jeffrey has attended every single meeting and has been a central figure in this work from the beginning, helping to create the survey, interviewing peers, analyzing results, and presenting their findings to the principal. He plays soccer and he enjoys dancing. Welcome to all of you. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Morning. Thank you.
Just to begin, can you broadly share how this work began and also provide the listeners with a bit around the scope and history of what you're engaged in?
Sure. So this is Megan. We'll take turns because we kind of entered at different kind of steps along the way.
Okay.
The very first thing that happened was I kind of came to George Mason University and was interested in making connections with local schools. So one of my colleagues at Mason facilitated that by introducing me to the principal here at this school. This school is one of George Mason's partner schools, so they send students to do their internships and student teaching here. And so my colleague knew that they would be interested in continuing and kind of deepening that partnership. And then when I met with the principal, I told him kind of what participatory inquiry is and the kinds of things that I've been doing with other schools. And he mentioned some ideas that he had for ways I could work with students and teachers at this school that might help to kind of extend our partnership. And one of those ideas he had was around community building. This school, it's not a community school, meaning it has specialized programs that draw students from lots of other districts around the area. And so it's really hard to build a strong sense of community, according to this principal, and then later, you know, from the students and teachers. And so he wanted help figuring out what, you know, we could do together around that.
Hi, so this is Leanne Beardsley, and I've been here at the school for 30 years. And when the first meeting was announced, just posted with flyers around the building, I thought it sounded interesting to attend because I do sponsor a couple of clubs and I just wanted to see what would be involved. And as the sponsor of Key Club, which is one of the largest clubs in the school, I felt like we could provide, if nothing else, labor. That if there were posters or events or things that needed to be run, that Key Club could support in that way. And that was in the beginning of the school year in September, October. And then I kind of got drafted into a bigger position when the lead teacher took a promotion and went to another school as an assistant principal. She was my department chair. And when she left, she asked if I would be interested in sliding into her spot. And I said I would. And so I've been involved ever since working with Megan and the kids and really have enjoyed it.
This is Evie now, and from a student's perspective, my friends and I were really frustrated because a lot of the clubs had already started up and we couldn't join them formally, and we needed to put that on college transcripts. So we saw the flyers in the hallway and we thought, like, oh, this sounds like a really good idea. And it was working with students from a college that we wanted to apply to. So we thought it would be a really great idea. And we went to the meetings and we found out that it was actually something that we thought was important. So.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Bebo. I'm going to be a senior this fall at Osmond Park High School. So I first heard about...
We're in the school right now. So that was Go ahead, Jeff.
Some slide editing.
I first heard about this group through my 10th grade English teacher. She told me, like, it's a great way to have leadership opportunities. It's a great way to build community in school. Like, so I didn't really know what the program was about. But like the first meeting, I came there mainly for the pizza because they're being served. So I came here, and then like after like learning about what they were doing, I got interested in like the process, and I started going to all the meetings and started getting involved in the program.
So Evie, you mentioned that when you joined the group, it ended up being something that you realized you cared about. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's been interesting coming to this school because the student population changed a lot because a new high school was built after my freshman year. So a lot of the, I guess, students that I really couldn't get along with ended up leaving, but there was still really no sense of community. There's not really pride for my school. And it was really evident within the students. A lot of kids were just like, I don't want to be here. I hate it here. They don't really support the football games or any of the clubs. And so I thought it would be a cool, an outlet to figure out why they're like that and figure out how we can make it more fun for students to be here.
So can you all share a little bit about the details of how you actually have engaged in this work as researcher participants?
Okay, somebody pointed to me, so I guess I'm supposed to start. This is Megan. So we started the project, like Leanne mentioned, around October after like several meetings of trying to kind of get together and formulate a group and things like that. and how did we, I'm trying to remember. So we kind of had several meetings around like, what does it mean to build community? What kind of community do we want? Things like that. And then we decided, so correct me if I'm wrong, you guys just like jump in. We decided that we wanted to kind of collect some data in right. air quotes.
So we created a survey.
Right. Yeah. So we created a survey together. We wrote it, or we had some help.
Marvin.
Yep. From Mason. Oh my goodness. Here we go.
There'll be some creative editing that yes. you guys can do, Jessica.
So we created a survey. It was just front and back. And we talked a lot about, the students had a lot of input. You guys can bring that up about like how to do it and when to do it, right? Were you going to say something?
So basically when we first started, it was basically like defining what a community is and what would make OP a better community. So it was a lot of like thinking about how you feel about school, what things you like, what things you want to change. And from there, we went to a survey like asking like the broader community about like what things they would want at OP and what has to change for them to feel more connected with other students at the school.
Exactly. So we sent out the survey. We got, I don't know, maybe 500 back. We sent out 2,500 and got about 500 back that we looked at. Then after that, we decided to do interviews, right? And we had on the survey, you know, if you want to be interviewed, let us know. And so we contacted those people. And those were really interesting. Do you want to talk about kind of what came out of those interviews, like broadly what people seemed?
A lot of the people that were interviewed, at least from what I knew, were of upperclassmen, and they just were making, like, I interviewed a senior girl and she was just telling me it was more fun my freshman year when it seemed like things were a lot more lenient, and now things have just become more strict and less planned in a fun way. I don't really know.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that came out actually from the survey and then the interviews, and then as we moved forward and we did kind of like what researchers might call like a focus group with the whole group of interviewees, like the students who are part of the collective interviewed the people who volunteered, And then they called a focus group together to get everybody together. And one of the things that came out and that sort of changed our focus, or maybe like nuanced our focus or something, was around school safety. There, you know, Parkland happened while we were working together and other shootings. And it was really on the forefront of these students' minds. And, you know, while we started out as kind of, oh, what fun things can we do, right? Let's do a field day, let's do spirit days or whatever. What actually ended up happening is while those things were still important, what happened maybe 2 months ago was, Evie, I think you and Zoe, right, when I was talking to you guys said, you know what, we're not asking the hard questions. And that's when it really shifted to, you know, we need to be, yes, we need to be building community, but we need to be doing it in the ways that, what, I don't know, Evie wants to say it, go.
To elaborate, Zoe and I were more frustrated with the lack of support that you get from the school when we would try to do a big event that would arguably build community in a better way. And we decided to try and switch our focus to how we can build better student-teacher relationships and student-administrator relationships, because they're really the backbone of all of our activities. We need them to support it and help us create a fun activity, and it's hard if they're not willing to support us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really came out through the interviews, you know, and just through our interactions, you know, as we would like work on stuff together, and then we would take it up to the administrators and say kind of, this is what we want to do. And we could see there was just a disconnect there. And it was kind of related to this whole school safety thing that, you know, yes, you can do things to a certain extent, you know, or to a certain point, but safety trumps everything, right?
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
Mm. So go ahead, Jeffrey.
And like also, like I think the focus changed, like you said, from the beginning of the year towards the end, because I think we got more input from outside students about what they wanted in the school and what they thought needed to change. So like in the beginning, it was more like focused on community building activities like field days or spirit days or things of that nature. But as the year went on and we met with more students, they voiced concerns about how they felt like their input wasn't taken into consideration when like we were meeting, and how like their voice wasn't completely being heard by administration, and how they wanted to see things being done in school that wasn't being done already.
Mm.
And I guess one of the things, this is Leanne, and one of the things that I found happened or that was interesting is that initially the students that showed up at those first meetings were the students that had places to belong already. They came with friends, or they were smart and popular and knew that they just needed to add something to their resume. But when we would meet and other students would drift into the meeting location, or we would hand pick a few students that didn't otherwise have a voice, I think almost inevitably every student said, wow, this is a really cool thing. What are you doing, and how do I join, and how can I be a part of it? So the ideas that we started throwing around appealed to every kid that walked into the room and had a few minutes of exposure to, well, what are you guys talking about, and what does this mean, and who are you guys relative to the group of, you know, people, and what club, they kept asking, what club was this?
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few, I guess we would say, kids that maybe would have been considered outliers, that were not necessarily academically successful all the time, or that, you know, struggled with either fitting in socially or having just even a parent or transportation or some way to come to the community, that became strong and confident voices within that conversation when they started attending the meetings on a regular basis. And that to me, I guess one of the quotes was, one of the girls said to the principal that there were a lot of people at school that were made to feel small, but that had big voices that needed to be heard. And that really struck a chord, I think, for everyone, but for me in particular.
Mm. That's a really powerful statement. So as you're looking towards the next year, Evie and Jeffrey, you both are seniors next year. how do you envision this work unfolding next year?
I'm hoping that it takes a turn towards the more serious matters like student-teacher, student-administrator relationships, because that didn't really become evident to us until the end of this year, and we really want to focus on that next year and figure out a way to just make the school staff and students more of a community before we focus on just the students.
And for me, I would like to see that there's more participation in like the program, because if I'm giving a presentation to the principal, I'm only getting my perspective and like the perspective of people around me as opposed to the broader community and LP. So I think
a lot of students have a lot to say, but a lot of students have a lot to say, but they don't want to make the effort to come to the club or to even just tell me what they think is wrong. A lot of students they're just like, I don't like it here, but then they don't want to tell me what's wrong. And yeah, more participation would be great, because then we could just see all parts of it and not just like little bits and pieces that we find rough.
Well, in so many ways you've already answered.
So one of the things that one of the other things that we're already talking about is meeting even during the summer with students and teachers separately and together when there aren't the other stressors that we all face, because we are, and there are transportation issues for kids, or there is availability and time for teachers. And you know, we've already started to ask who would be interested in working as a start over the summer, and 7 or 8 teachers have expressed an interest, which doesn't sound like a very big number, but you have to start somewhere.
Well, just to kind of close up our conversation, can you talk a little bit about what you feel makes this work that you're engaged in participatory, where everyone has the possibility of being involved?
Well, I think that what really makes this club work is that everyone, it's open to everyone, so everyone can come in and say what they want to say. And I feel like being a part of this, I'm heard, as opposed to someone telling me how things should run or someone telling me how the school should function, as opposed to me being able to put my input in and getting like respected for what I have to say and what other people have to say.
A great thing about this club is that it was very, very flexible, like Jeffrey said. Anybody could come in at any time. There was a certain point where we were like, okay, you have to stay or leave, but we were allowed to invite people who we wanted, who we thought that didn't really have much of a voice. We were allowed to run it and say and have real conversations like, well, we think this is important and we think this is important and we should focus on this. And that doesn't really happen much with other teachers on like an equal level. Like, it's more of like, you're the student and I'm the teacher, but here it was just an even playing field, I guess, and everyone was invited.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, that the conversations seemed genuine and they seemed engaging, and it was interesting to watch when a principal would walk in how the conversation would change and the kids would not necessarily shut down, but be shut down. And they felt like there was more of a voice and there were more things that they could say and express, and somebody would actually be at a place where they could agree and listen and have their, you know, have a say.
One thing that I really appreciated was when we were kind of having those hard conversations, or like the students were maybe, or some of the students were trying to say something that maybe you guys can like jump in, but maybe they thought would get critiqued, or like they're saying something about something they don't like about the school or something like that. That Leanne was so great because she's been here for so long. She's seen it all, you know, and she knows. And Leanne, you were in a position to really like validate what they were saying and be able to kind of maybe let them feel like safe in offering those critiques. And that's something that I really appreciated, because
that was, I think, one of the big things that came up among students, both who were kind of officially in the group as well as those who kind of came in and out, was like, yeah, these things are wrong, but we can't really do anything about it. Well, at least in this group, you felt like at least somebody's listening and we're working towards something together. So I think that was really important.
Yeah. Like, I agree with that, because I remember one meeting in particular, we brought in, well, we re-interviewed people that we already interviewed, and like they came in to talk about what about the process that they were going through. And like, I remember one issue in particular about like a cultural event that students had set up, and like how they felt that their concerns weren't being taken into consideration. So like they're talking about all the problems that they were having with that particular event. And then like next meeting, we went to talk to the principal, and like everything that, all the concerns that they brought up, he would be like, well, this is why we can't do this, this is why we can't do that, and this is why we can't do that. And like, they're all valid reasons and they're all like well explained issues. But I feel like if he were to, like, there's a disconnect between students and administration where they may accept what he has to say, but they're not, it's in a way that they feel demeaned, or they don't feel like they're treated as equals or respected from where they're coming from.
So that's what we're going to work on this next year and throughout the summer.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for your time and sharing about the important work that you're engaged in. I look forward to hearing how things unfold for you all over the next year, and wish you all the best as you continue this work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.